All I can ever be to you, the darkness that we know, and this regret I died accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down.
Geeks M2C. I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's only one.
Where is that coffee?
I don't know. I'm still waiting for the donuts.
Oh, maybe next week.
At least we had chicken this week.
That was excellent.
Yeah, he brought the chicken. Yeah.
He did a wonderful job. Occasionally.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And how has everybody been since the last one of these?
I'm still dealing with this stupid cold. It's driving me nuts. I'm even on heavy-duty cough syrup.
The cold is driving you nuts?
Yeah, I keep coughing all the time.
Really?
It's ridiculous. You know how hard it is to watch a movie when you're coughing for 10 minutes?
I can imagine. Yeah. Probably be rough. And Bob, how have you been? Oh, well, you should stop kissing Simon.
Yeah, that might work.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are probably working your way through Brokeback Mountain right now.
I saw that years ago, actually.
Oh, okay.
Did you have some Brokeback afterwards?
Did you put the video in, or you were just enacting it? Oh, okay. All right. Well, we've got an interesting slate of movies here.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre, I would say.
It's all over the map.
Who made up this stupid list?
I think you did, actually.
Oh, did I?
If I recall.
Oops.
I mean, I'm not sure if you even know what episode this is based on this sheet.
I think the Weave of Doom made up this sheet.
The Weave of Doom.
Yes.
That's right. Hey, well, why don't we start with the Weave of Doom?
I love the Weave.
Or the Weave of Fate.
Is it the Weave of Fate? No?
Yes, it's engraved on the sheet what movies we have to watch.
Oh.
But I think you've been manipulating the Weave.
That's quite possible.
And, you know, when you go to the movie theater, you're supposed to turn off your cell phone.
Yeah, I would say you have to.
I don't know. Well, why don't we start with Wanted?
Okay, let's go with it. Intern, what'd you think?
Now, the first question I'm going to ask is, have you read the graphic? And have you read the graphic novel, Simon?
I've read the single, so yes.
Okay. And have you seen the movie? You've seen the
movie? I've seen the movie, too.
What did you think of the movie?
Based on to the comics or just in general?
Well, it really is. They're two different things, right?
So yeah.
Based on the movie, what did you think?
I liked parts of the movie I thought were really well done.
Yeah.
And parts of it put me right to sleep. Like, I'm still looking for that healing stuff. I can just have a nap in it, and I'm all great 10 minutes later.
Yeah, you got to take a bath in somebody's goop.
Yeah, the goop, and I love how the bullets curve.
What we do is we just get a squeegee off of Bob.
Yeah, I just give it from the Brokeback. Yeah. I thought that was a little interesting. I like parts of this movie and parts of it I have a lot of issues with.
Yeah.
Kev?
Now, all right, for me, I really enjoyed the graphic novel by Mark Millar and J.G. Jones.
Excellent. Enjoyed it immensely.
This movie actually starts off very similar.
20 minutes, perfect.
Yeah, and then it just goes really stupid. I didn't love the film. I thought it was okay. It's a decent action movie, but it's like Jumper or any of the other concept films where something happens and everything's moving in slow motion and, you know, glasses flying and things are happening.
Yeah, but what's up with the curved bullets?
Yeah, well, they needed something.
Like, that was their catch?
The fact that, now, in the Wanted series and graphic novel, the concept is basically in a world where superheroes existed, the villains won. And by beating the heroes, they were able to restructure society to the way they wanted it to be.
Right, which I didn't have an issue with.
The secret rulers of the world.
Absolutely.
Now, in Wanted, the movie, instead of being a secret society of supervillains, they're a society of assassins who get their instructions from a loom or a weaving.
A weave. It's the weave.
The weave of faith.
He sees in the weave, Morgan Freeman.
He reads the patterns, and they announce who they have to kill.
Right. Now, there's Freeman here for the paycheck. Is he becoming the new
Morgan
Michael Caine?
Morgan Freeman played the same part in many films this year.
Like, I think he's the same guy. I'm like, yeah. Didn't I just see you in Batman playing exactly the same character?
Well, you watched it in reverse order, but yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you guys like the end of this movie with the rat scene? I thought that was kind of different. The rats didn't look great, but I thought that concept was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was interesting.
But the rest of the movie was kind of, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I didn't.
Like his dad randomly showing up, but, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, his dad was trying to save him, and he didn't know. And then Morgan Freeman goes all book crazy at the end, becomes a madman with a shotgun or something.
Right.
Like, what was up with that? He was this really mild-mannered guy, then goes berserk.
Yeah, I don't know. There were some really odd decisions there in the making of that film.
But the Weave of Fate, I got to get one of those.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it takes up a lot of space. You got to have an empty factory.
Yeah, I just thought this movie was...
Monks to read it.
I don't know what to say about it. I don't know. It was just bizarre.
Okay.
I don't think it really had a plot.
Yeah.
It didn't really seem to have a script. To sort of just go, okay, we're going to do this, and then we're going to go do that.
So,
and then we're going to teach her how to shoot a bullet.
Yeah, well, and Angelina looked all right.
She always looks all right.
Yeah, nice ass shot. But, you know.
So did I like this movie?
Yeah.
No, I gotta say no.
I'm gonna give it a marginal thumb up. It's entertaining enough, and if I hadn't read the comics, I probably would have enjoyed it more.
Maybe that's my problem, that I did read the comics, and I wanted the comic story.
And Bob, you gave it a thumbs up already, right? You need to turn your mic on.
Yeah, you gotta turn your mic on when we do the show.
Is it on?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Now speak into it.
All right. I found it different, so I enjoyed it. That's all I can say, but I gave it a thumbs up. You're right.
Like Brokeback Mountain different?
Not that different. Different,
okay.
Different.
All right.
Action-oriented. We'll say that.
All right. Well, that's... So I guess that's... we're all over the map on that.
Yeah, we all have different opinions.
Speaking to... let's go to inaction. And what did you guys think of Lars and the Real Girl?
There was no action in this movie.
That's why I said inaction.
Inaction. This movie stunk. I love Ryan Gosling. Enjoy his work. I think he's an excellent actor.
In a Brokeback Mountain kind of way.
In a Brokeback Mountain kind of way. I just thought this movie was slow, boring, methodical, and predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were no surprises. You knew everything was going to happen before, except how he kills his little friend. Which I kind of figured out as we're getting closer and closer.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so bizarre.
Yeah, it was an odd concept.
And just, I don't think it worked.
Yeah, basically, you know, Lars is kind of shy, and he gets himself a real doll and treats her like a woman, like a real woman that he's dating.
You know what really disappointed me in this movie? Emily Mortimer is just blah.
Bob, what do you think?
I'm actually going to have to agree with Simon on this one.
Oh my God, bring up the donuts.
Yeah, I think you guys ate already.
Yep, but I did find it slow. There's hardly any notes here on this one, so...
No notes.
No notes, other than who's in it. So I'm not going to bother with that. I just found my 2 hours could have been spent better.
Yeah, this movie was way too long.
Yeah.
Like, there's...
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I actually liked it.
Why?
I thought it was kind of sweet. It was, you know, the guy had problems.
You sweeten the doll or something?
Yeah.
Whatever her name was?
Rebecca? That doll was friggin' hot. Yeah, get it on. I wonder if the mouth was...
I mean, I never understood why he didn't try to... Like, I understand he was a shy guy, but Kelly Gardner was hitting on him pretty early in the movie.
Right, but he had problems. He was something... You know, it's been a while since I watched the film. It was like a month or two ago. I don't remember what it was that scared him off. Maybe his dad, something to do with his dad.
Well, maybe that, but they never divulged into that too much. They kind of left that outside.
Anyway, this whole scenario helped him work it out. And the fact that his community supported him.
I like that part. I thought that was kind of...
Well, that was a good part.
Quirky.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And it helped him move on, and he was able to have a real relationship with a living
person.
Right,
so in the end, yeah, the movie had a happy ending, but just getting there, I thought this movie should be an hour 20. Opposed to an hour 45, I think it was.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm just telling you what you asked me.
Okay, that's fine. Not everything's for everyone. Now, I thought we'd reviewed this one, but I guess it's here on the list. Never Back Down.
No, we kept forgetting to do it for some odd reason.
I know why it.
Yeah, I know, because we didn't want to review The Karate Kid again.
Yeah, it's...
Is this like The Karate Kid without Miyagi? Oh, wait, there was a Miyagi. This is The Karate Kid. The new Karate Kid. The remake. Is this not The Karate Kid?
This is one of the most boring, hackneyed piece of crap I've seen in a long time.
So you're telling me this is not the new Karate Kid?
It's you know, it has some resemblance to the Karate Kid.
It has a Mr. Miyagi. It has a Ralph Macchio. And update.
But it was cute. I mean,
how is this cute?
Karate Kid wasn't making street beat up videos in people's basements
but
and stuff
it
like that.
But isn't the updated version of the Karate Kid?
No, I don't even care to even give it any thought. It was such a terrible film.
It's an awful movie.
I didn't care for it at all. Bob liked it, though.
I know he did.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, no?
No, he hated it. I gave it a real thumbs down.
Yeah.
Unless you're into brutal sports and fight movies, go rent something else.
Yeah. Okay. So I pretty much agree with that. I would not recommend that at all. And Simon didn't care for it either from the looks of it.
It stunk.
So that'll lead into our next action adventure film that I didn't actually watch this one. Urban Assault.
Oh, we're going already jumping to that.
Yeah, I want to get these crappy movies out of the way.
Yeah,
I want to get into the chick flicks later.
Full benefit for this bad pick of a movie.
Yeah, I looked at the box and I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to watch this, man. This looks like.
And you know what? I like bad action movies. I'm fully willing to admit that. Zombie strippers. I just like bad B movies, but this was awful.
Yeah.
I have nothing positive to say. It was
no
crap.
Redeeming.
You know what? It might be better than Never Back Down. It had a better story than Never Back Down.
Didn't have hotter chicks, I guess. So there were some hot chicks.
No, it didn't have hotter chicks than Never Back Down. This movie's awful.
Okay.
It's just never been made. They had beyond script problems. Let me just say, I don't think they had a script. Other than me, you, and Bob, and five people trying to film a movie. That's what this was. Somebody had too much money.
I would never film that movie, so.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Bob. This movie was crap.
Complete. Except it would be Urban Assault.
Bob?
I'm going to have to agree with the two of you on this one. For once, I didn't even bother with the cast research. There's no plot that I could find. Beatings and shootings? I give it a thumbs down. My 2 hours could have been more gainfully employed elsewhere.
By making tea or coffee for people?
By watching another movie.
Volunteering for another study.
How is that brain study going for you?
Great.
Yeah, drugs are good. Well, shall we delve into the chick flick portion of the show or what?
I guess
we got a lot of romance movies here.
Woo-hoo.
What can I say?
You know, because I know that you guys are feeling kind of randy. It's end of the summer, and you're thinking about the Jane Austen book club.
Oh. I'll let Bob go first. I'm going to pass it over.
He's done some research on this one.
I think he has.
Let me tell you about Jane Austen. I'm jumping all over the place just to throw him right off.
I read about this movie last year at the Toronto Film Fest.
Yes.
And heard it was going to be an Oscar contender.
Ooh.
And so I said, okay. I heard good, positive things about it. Read good things.
Mm-hmm.
What a piece of crap. What a piece of crap.
I didn't agree with you. I don't agree with you on that one.
You
it was okay. It was not. The problem was I was here watching it by myself. I was here with my girlfriend. I don't have one. But if I had one, I would be okay with it. It would be all right.
I would have had a nap on her.
Yeah.
I was dying by the end of this movie.
Really?
All the characters very stereotypical.
Well, yeah.
Amy Brennan still can't act. Has yet to prove to me she
can.
Yeah,
that's true. She's Amy Brennan, yeah.
Is it Maria Bello in this one? Or is
yes,
it,
she is.
Yeah.
Maria Bello I like. She always does a good job. I can't remember the guys in this. Oh.
Hugh Dancy. Yeah.
Hugh Dancy was fine.
Evans Ears, Jimmy Smith.
No, Jimmy Smith I always like. In little...
Yeah, Jimmy Smith, man. He was all right.
But what is this? The happy-go-lucky chick film? Jimmy Smith leaves at the beginning of the movie, then comes back, and she takes him back finally?
Yep.
And Elektra becomes...
Because Jane Austen helped him understand life.
Yes, and What's-His-Face becomes... Is her daughter finally realizes she's a lesbian? Meets the girl of her dreams.
Well, I think that she knew she was a lesbian going into it.
Oh, I can't remember. It's been a while since I've watched this. I just thought it wrapped up too neatly.
They're, you know, they were watchable. Maybe my mind was going in different directions.
Hugh Dancy, I thought, was kind of fun in this for a change.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the chick that runs the book club. I really like her. She's also in Edward Scissorhands. Baker. Kathy Baker.
Yeah.
She's one of those character actors pop up. I just thought this movie was kind of slow. Mm-hmm. Good chick flick, though. If you have a chick and you need something to rent,
you
I have
no
issues.
Watch a flick, yeah.
Yeah, well, got to get it warmed up somehow.
And we, Bob, what do you think?
I actually enjoyed it. But you know what the funny part is? Okay, it's a group of people reviewing a book. But the funny part is we're reviewing the movie about a group of people.
Wow, it's like an Infinity cover.
Wonder Twin Powers.
Someone out there is reviewing this podcast.
Hope so.
And there's someone else is reviewing that podcast.
Excellent.
Time has no meaning here.
None.
We've entered
the
intern zone.
Do you want to go back and...
Oh, no, facts? More, okay.
No, there's more facts.
Oh, there's more. There's more.
Bring them on.
Nancy Travis, who was in this movie, she was in Three Men and a Baby. I remember this movie.
Wow.
Okay. Never mind.
Nancy Travis.
I know you wanted to see that because you saw the Three Men part. You thought, hey, I want to go watch that movie about three men.
So I guess I'm going to get a vote on Jane Austen Book Club.
I thought it was okay.
I thought it was too slow for me. It was fine. I like Emily Blunt, though. I'll give her a chance to do some more work.
Like Devil Wears Prada when she was in.
Yes, I saw that was an excellent movie, Devil Wears Prada. But Anne Hathaway still can't act.
Just has to look good.
I don't know this movie.
No, but she was in Devil Wears Prada.
That's true.
All right. Here we go. Sex and the City movie.
Oh, my God. Why do I torture myself?
Why do you torture us? It was more like it.
I watched the show. This is like a two-hour, too-long episode.
I think that was the point, is it was a longer version.
It could have been an hour and 40, maybe an hour and a half.
Did you enjoy the TV show when it was on?
I did occasionally. It was okay. I watched it. I'm probably the only guy here that watched the show.
I watched it early on, and I grew bored with it.
One or two episodes here.
What was up with Charlotte taking a dump in her pants? Let's start there.
Well, that was supposed to be humorous, right?
Did anybody here find it humorous?
Because, the tech.
The sound guy did, didn't he?
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
The only part I liked was the wedding scene when Mr. Big doesn't show up. I thought it was kind of well done.
Yeah. Mr. Big didn't show up.
I know. Oh.
And then she had sold her apartment. Oh, my God.
What's she going to do?
Yeah.
And what's up with Cynthia Nixon? Like, they have to meet on a bridge in therapy to see if they still love each other?
Oh, who? Like, I was going to swear that.
Who made up that crap?
Honestly, who gives a whatever? I you know what? Maybe if we dressed up and gone out in the town and seen this movie, it might have been entertaining. But no, I think that came... That's right.
I think Bob is or Jessica Parker deep down inside.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Broke back intern. So I say no.
The horror ones?
I say no. Crap. Skip.
Nothing here.
Not unless you're a fan.
I'm not even bothering to look
at
the notes.
Wow, he's not looking at
the
notes.
Not even looking at the notes.
You don't want to discuss Kim Cattrall?
No, I don't.
Wasn't she in Porky's?
She was in a lot of movies.
In Big Trouble, Little China.
Star Trek VI, if you want to go back to
there
that
There we
one.
Go. See if we can help out with his notes.
There we go. Hey.
Like.
And then I know Bob picked this one. McDreamy's Maid of Honor.
Oh, my God. Help me. Somebody please save me. What a dumb concept. dumb movie. What can I? This movie is horrible.
So macho guy, right? He has rules. Sleeps with whatever he wants. His life is perfect. He has his. He has a friend, a hot female friend.
Is who he decides Monahan he's in love. Hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
Okay.
Michelle Monaghan's hot. I'm gonna go with him on that one.
Okay, just checking.
She meets a guy, the dude from Rome.
Oh, is that who he is?
And Nowhere Man.
Okay, I didn't recognize him. I've never seen him before.
Yeah, and she's going to go to the UK or Scotland or whatever and get married with him there. And she invites McDreamy to be her maid of honor.
Like, who the fuck does that crap? Like, that was just dumb. I know it's the concept of the film.
You know what? I know a guy who asked a girl to be his best man.
Did she say yes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It happens from time to time.
I know, but this movie just—that's the whole concept.
Yeah, no. It's a, he's in love with her, and he's trying to get her to break up with.
But that was dumb.
The guy that she's in love with, you know, like it's entirely. It's like, didn't they make this movie with? No, with Julia Roberts.
Yes, it was a twist on My Best Friend's Wedding.
Yes.
Yeah, where Patrick is Julia Roberts and Michelle is. And,
right, but.
I knew that Bob would know.
I thought the best part of this movie was when Grandma got the thunder beads and started wearing them around all the time.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
The vagina
the anal
beads. I thought they were great. Are they anal?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. I thought they were kind of funny, that one scene. But it was just so simplistic. Oh, you got to run a shower, and you got to take her out for a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Okay. This was my wife's choice, and she hated it.
Really?
She's like, isn't this over yet?
Wow.
And then he finally leaves, and you know he's coming back.
Yeah.
And then he has to break up the wedding. I'm like, why is this movie gone to this point?
Bob, what do you think?
Well, first, okay, I was on the verge of giving it a really thumbs down.
I started
watching and, like, getting into it. So I had to change my opinion to a healthy thumbs up.
Were you drinking a cup of tea wearing your slippers?
No. I just started watching it. Okay. I do admit it's the same as My Best Friend's Wedding, right there. Except with a twist.
But it's not as funny. I like
No,
My
it's
Best
not
Friend's
as funny,
Wedding
but
is
it's still
movie.
It's still an enjoyable movie.
That's great.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go with the intern on this, and I'm going to say
Yay.
That of all these crappy movies you make me watch, this one was all right. It was tolerable. It had a plot. It was stupid, but you know what? The casts were watchable. They were good-looking people.
Was that what you're basing the movies on now? They have good-looking people?
Yeah,
like
why not?
A Hollywood film and had good-looking people in it doing stupid things. Well, yeah, no, I'll watch porn for sure. But, you know, I didn't hate this movie. I thought it was okay for what it was.
Awful. Awful movie.
Not that awful.
You guys need to get your head out of your asses.
You're the ones that you're the one that makes us watch this. Your fault.
Oh yeah, blame everything on me. Blame Diamond.
Well, it is your fault. Okay, so usually we blame the intern. Actually,
yeah, it's Simon's turn for once.
All right, so two thumbs up and a thumbs down. Which it seems to be a general pattern here. Simon usually puts thumb down on everything. I loved it. Sorry.
I do like the occasional movie on the sheet.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
What? Okay. Can somebody go out and put a hit on Jonah Hill?
On this guy was Jonah Hill, the director?
No, the guy, the fat guy at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah, that guy, that dude, yeah.
Stop. Take his contract and burn it.
From Superbad.
Whoever he owes money to, he must pay back the debt by now.
Yeah.
He put the hit on the contract. Do not let this man act again in any movie. He is awful. Everything he in, he's bad.
Well, I just try to ignore him, but the movie itself was okay.
You know, I really like Russell Brand, I think his name is, the English guy.
Oh, the English guy, yeah.
I thought he was quite funny. I thought, intern, who's the blonde?
Kristen Bell.
Was forgettable. I was really disappointed in her acting. In Heroes, I find her very forgettable, too.
You must have seen her.
She's unforgettable.
I'm not saying she's not attractive. I'm just saying, eh.
I when it gets out.
Veronica Mars, that's it.
And what's up with the full-on nudity for the guy at the beginning?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to sit here naked and have a conversation. I'm like, okay.
That dude's kind of funny. He's in How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, that's where he's from.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Is that Jason Segel?
Yeah, whatever.
He was also Knocked Up.
Oh, no, no. It's the same cast in every one of these movies.
I'm finding that.
I thought it was okay. It wasn't.
It was way too long again, though.
I was expecting to be really bad, and it was okay.
But it goes on. And I like my.
It had good-looking people in
it. It did. Who's the guy from 30 Rock was my favorite guy? That guy that couldn't have sex, and Russell Brand had to show him how to have sex?
Yeah, right.
I thought that scene was great.
Yeah.
When they're on the beach and he's showing them all the moves. Yeah. I thought that part was
hysterical. Were writing down notes, yeah.
And I want to see Dracula the Musical after this.
Yeah.
I thought when he did Dracula the Musical, I broke up laughing. And Mia Kunis is actually starting to impress me. I never thought she could act.
She was good in that. She was pretty hot.
And I'm like, you know what? Yeah. She looked good. I don't know. She must have gone to the gym, done some toning. She's looking better. You know what, I wanted to say originally...
Was it Mila Kunis? For some reason, I thought it was the girl from the OC.
No, it's Mila Kunis.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I actually got to say, I thought this movie was okay.
Okay.
I have some issues, but I always have issues.
Intern?
I'm going to have to give it a marginal thumbs down. I didn't really like it.
There weren't enough fart jokes.
But I did catch Barney Miller's Steve Landisberg in there.
Who's Steve Lindsberg?
He played the doctor in there. He was in Barney Miller as a detective, like a really. He's a comedian.
I believe it. I just don't know. I thought this movie was kind of forgettable.
Obviously, this fellow from Barney Miller's part in it was quite forgettable.
Yeah, I don't remember him. What'd you think, Kev? Would you?
As I said, I thought it was okay.
Well, I thought it was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad.
I wouldn't buy it. It was okay.
Okay, let's move on.
All right, what else we got that's chick flicky? How about What Happens in Vegas?
Intern? Are you serious?
It should have stayed in Vegas.
With Ashton Kutcher and...
Why?
What's her name?
Hang on, I'll tell you why.
Great. I love this movie.
He doesn't have an opinion, he writes it down.
Yeah, I thought this movie was excellent. I was really impressed. The script was different.
I hate Ashton Kutcher, and I like the film.
I hate Ashton Kutcher, too. He drives me nuts.
Cameron Diaz was okay in it. You know,
it was a fun movie.
No problems.
I liked how they set it all up. I liked the setup. I like how they won the money. I like how they set him to court. I like how they tried to cheat. I like all the games they played with each other.
Yeah.
I liked how she set him up, tried to set him up with all the chicks coming over.
Yeah.
I just thought this was one funny joke after another. Not like funny ha-ha out loud. Mm-hmm. But funny enough, I thought it wrapped up in a nice point. I thought this was a really good movie. I really was impressed because I was expecting to hate it.
Yep.
Full on was going to hate this movie.
Me too.
What a piece of junk. And I cannot tell people how much I enjoyed this.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Excellent, excellent movie.
Cool.
But I want to go to the Lighthouse with Cameron Diaz. I wonder which Lighthouse was that.
Intern, are you still shuffling through paper or what? What's going on?
I am, but I've changed my opinion. I remember watching this movie. I did enjoy it.
Oh.
After a slow start.
What slow start?
Well, I found it a slow start.
No, it jumped right into the movie that showed Ashton Kutcher was a do-nothing guy at the beginning working at his job. Cameron Diaz breaking up with her boyfriend was a little eh.
That's the slow part. It was.
But they had to set it up. I didn't like her breaking up with her boyfriend. You knew that was coming. Because they had to get to Vegas somehow, and they both go to Vegas. But I like the whole scene with the desk guy, when Cameron Diaz goes up, gets something, like a better hotel room or something, and then Ashton Kutcher goes up, can you help me out? I really don't want to go back and deal with her again. And then they go around the room. I just thought this movie needed that set up at the beginning, though.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You didn't think the jokes were good?
Yeah, I like the jokes.
I thought the whole joke with the bed and the couch and the toilet and the roof, the door and the toilet seat. I just thought it was fun, something different.
It was fun, I agree.
And it wasn't like Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I'm like, ooh, no, like this, no jokes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked the movie. Sorry, guys.
I liked it, too. I guess we're all in agreement.
When does that happen?
Very rarely. Now, I bet you we're all going to be in agreement on this one, but in a different direction. Finding Amanda with Matthew Broderick.
What a piece of predictability crap.
This is a depressing movie. It was just not enjoyable.
It was so boring. I could have a nap. Like, he goes, oh, let's start off. Like, obviously he's a degenerate gambler. We get that at the beginning. So he goes off and gambles, pisses off his wife, doesn't tell her. He has to go to Vegas and find Amanda. He finds Amanda, who's being a hooker.
Now, Amanda is his wife's niece. And she's moved to Vegas to become a prostitute.
Right, and living with this asshole guy.
Yeah.
And he tries to convince her to come back. He gets drunk. I thought losing all his money was just dumb.
Right.
Leaving it to the housekeeper, she finds it.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Like, we all
thought. Annoying.
Yeah, this movie got annoying. You hated everybody in it.
Yeah.
And when he gets finally to the place, he goes, yeah, I'm Amanda. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't see that coming when the movie started. Because it had no plot. The script was beyond
some
part.
There was a plot, but
weak at best. It just plodded along.
You know, he was okay, I thought. I could see what they were trying to do with that character, but it just wasn't that interesting.
But this has been done before, but he's uninterested.
It's like Election.
I've never seen Election.
Election with Reese Witherspoon.
Does Boyd Busters carry Election?
No. Wave it around, Bob. Just let it loose.
Let it go, Bob. Intern, go.
Hit us with the facts, man.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Pull out the book of Bob.
Maura Tierney was in ER News Radio.
Yep.
Are you going to get to them today?
I'll get to them, but I'm going to give it a marginal thumbs up. Just okay. The middle of the story was good, but...
What part was that?
The middle. Where you fell asleep, I think.
Were you holding me, cuddling me at that point?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
You don't bring me flowers anymore. okay.
I got nothing else to say.
Thank you.
Good. Move along. Next movie.
Up. Okay. So he kind of liked it, but the rest of us didn't. What else we got here? Let's say...
Stacks to go through still.
All right. Let's get the last game, chick flick movie out of the way. Hairspray. Now, I skipped this one because I don't go up Brokeback Mountain. I know Bob's been dying about talking about this.
You know
film.
What? The only reason why this is on this sheet is because Bob asked me to. Bob, why don't you start?
Special request. He likes John Travolta in drag.
And Chris Farley.
John Travolta was good in this.
The dude from High School Musical.
He hasn't done a musical since Grease. But he actually, this part worked for him.
He worked it.
He basically worked it. No, I wasn't going for that one. I thought all the actors did a really good job. Like the singing was good. But then I like musicals.
But then the dancing was just fabulous.
I can't say the dancing was all that good.
It was like being back in the 1950s.
This was the same dance over and over and over again. Oh, let's do a slight twist to the left and do an extra spin. This movie was boring, crappy, stunk. Every song was unmemorable. I can't remember one song. John Travolta, that's great. Grease was fantastic. This stunk. Christopher Walken, please don't ever sing again. Michelle
Christopher
Pfeiffer.
Christopher Walken sings.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wow. I agree. Some actors should never sing. We'll get to that one later.
Like, what's going on in this movie?
It was the original.
Like, this is boring. Like, what's so exciting about this movie?
Bob is really John Waters.
Like, I don't get it. I understand it's about racism, the whole segregation issue. I get that. But this movie, I mean, the lead character, Nikki Blonsky, is so bland I could have a nap.
Was Divine in this one?
Or
is that the
dead.
Original?
That's the original. Nikki Blonsky puts me asleep. And come on, Zac Efron? When did he become an actor? Oh, wait, he's in High School Musical. He can sing. It looks nice. Maybe all the little girls will go see it.
My 7-year-old niece wanted to see this movie because he was...
That's exactly why he's there. Not because he can act. And then, who's the blonde? Amanda Peet?
Got Bob to watch it.
Who's the blonde in this? You're not going to tell me, intern?
Oh, he's hurt.
Are you upset I didn't like it?
Amanda Bynes, maybe?
That's it. She's fine. I mean, why was she the lead? Because she's not fat? Is that the issue?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay,
I'm going to change my opinion. I hated the movie.
No, you can like this movie. No, I don't have an issue with you liking it. Be proud you like it. There's movies I like you don't like.
Let your freak flag fly.
But, I mean, you're upset because I didn't like this movie.
No, I'm not upset.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you what my issues were with the movie. You can say, no, I disagree with you. It's not that hard. You have a mic. Feel free to speak into it. You can throw it at me if you want. I'm not worried about it. I just didn't like it. I'm not saying you have to dislike it.
Never back down. Never surrender.
Do you have anything else to comment on it?
Nope.
No notes?
Nothing.
We're done.
Okay, so...
Excellent. Move along.
Let's do the last comedy on our list here. And that is The Love Guru.
Can somebody help me? Can somebody help me with this movie? Did I see this movie? I think it was called Austin Powers 1, 2, and 3. What is it, the lost scenes from Austin Powers?
You gotta let it go, man.
You gotta let it go. These are the lost scenes from Austin Powers. And I'm going to do it in my Indian accent. Like, what's the point of this movie?
Love is everything, man.
Like, this was crap. Complete and utter crap.
Really? I found amusing that it was the Toronto Maple Leafs.
That was about it. With a black guy.
Nug was in it. Nug was in an audience scene there, but from Evil Dead the Musical. This movie was not very good.
Not very good. It was awful.
And Vern Troyer is the coach.
I love Vern Troyer. I thought that scene was funny. We gets hit in the head with a puck.
You just like watching midgets get...
I do. Maybe that's it. Anything with a midget.
Bob,
any comments on Love Guru? Or are you still upset about Hairspray?
You don't bring
me
flowers. I didn't like it. As you said, the funny part was Vern Troyer getting hit in the head. But then they showed that on the preview, so you basically saw it.
Oh, you saw the whole movie on the preview?
Yeah, basically.
But I've always...
Myers was just being Mike Myers, so...
Maybe that's the problem.
That's the problem. I didn't really like
Jessica Alba looked pretty good.
Seen before.
Yeah, but she can't act.
She doesn't need to. She just needs to look hot.
I guess so. Are we coming to the point with Mike Myers that we just don't care anymore what he does?
You know what? I
he's basically all the same. He's basically does the same
like
character all the time, except in Shrek.
I didn't like this movie.
You don't have to look at him.
I didn't hate it either. I didn't loathe it. I watched it and I said, man, it's Mike Myers doing his thing.
But it's not funny.
No, not really.
Wasn't funny in Austin Powers 3 either.
No. Well, Austin Powers 3 had some moments, but...
No.
1 and 2 were okay.
I liked 2. I hated 1.
I liked 1.
Because 2 had fat bastard.
Finally, a character we can all relate to.
Well, some was more than others.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm in a mood tonight. I'm tired.
I can tell. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, you can tell. I can tell you why I'm tired. So I don't know. I thought it was okay. I mean, he had his Indian. How about his? What was his guru? His guru's name?
I thought that guy was hysterical.
Ben Kingsley with the cross eyes. Yeah. Yes. Whack him. Tug him a pull on it.
Yeah. Tug him a pull on it.
That was all right.
Okay. Well, the audience for this movie, I'd say it would be a 14-year-old to 16-year-old.
My 10-year-old nephew has been dying to see this movie. It's a little too adult for him.
My 14-year-old neighbor went to see it.
Yeah.
Hated it.
Really?
So it totally missed its target audience. Like, yeah. They hated it, so they don't get the repeat. But this movie stunk.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Myers has not had a good movie in a long time.
Okay.
I just, Shrek, everybody's going, oh, look at Shrek. Well, Shrek 3 stunk, too. That was awful, too. I hated Shrek
3.
Just a piece of junk. Intern?
Any notes?
Nothing?
No, I gave you all my notes.
So they're already done. Just John Oliver for The Daily Show, his acting debut, I think?
Probably.
Oh, I got to tell you guys a story. I didn't tell you a story. Yeah, we'll get there in a second. I ran into John Oliver at the Toronto Comedy Festival.
Now, you're going to have to say, you have to remind me who the hell John Oliver is.
It doesn't matter. He's in the movie. He plays Mike Myers' assistant, not the Indian guy, the British guy.
Okay.
And I gave him a photo to sign from Love Guru. He goes, what did you think? And I kind of paused, and he goes, No, it's okay. You can tell me it was crap. I'll accept that. I said, yeah, I didn't really like it. He goes, oh, no, I know it's crap. Don't worry, I'm comfortable with that. So it's pretty bad with the actors in the movie. No, it's crap.
Okay.
And they didn't like it either. He didn't like it.
Yeah.
That was just a little tidbit the intern didn't have written down.
There you go.
Are we getting to the next one, the one you keep going on about?
That's like, what was I reading today on Harry Knowles' site? Something about...
You read his site?
Yeah, when Elijah Wood was asked why he was in Flipper.
Flipper?
Yeah, he was in Flipper, the movie, when he was a kid.
Sure.
And he said, why would you make such a piece of crap like Flipper? He said, dude, I was 10 years old, and I got to swim all summer with dolphins. What the hell?
Who's asking this question?
I don't know. Someone said to him, hey, why were you in Flipper?
I got paid.
He says, someone paid me to work in a pool all summer with dolphins. You know, I'm 10 years old. That sounds kind of cool.
Absolutely. I would say so, too. So, I'd do that now.
You know, the idea of a Mike Myers sex comedy, you know, might appeal to somebody as being part of that.
Maybe. I doubt it.
You know, he has to be on his game, and he wasn't. So,
I got a question for you. Is Harry Knowles still relevant nowadays?
Sure. Why not?
I don't know. I haven't read his site in years.
It's a review site. Yeah, I mean, there are not a lot of late-breaking news stories coming out of there, but every so often I check in there to see if there's anything.
Okay. I accept that.
An update on a production or something like that.
Okay.
All right. What do we got left that's a new movie? 21?
21's actually now on DVD.
Yes.
So I wouldn't say it's new anymore.
Well, but it's not in the vault, so it's reasonably new.
It's very new.
Well, we'll do that too.
Yeah, we'll get there. Okay, I guess I like cards. I like playing cards.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy movies about cards usually, if they're done well.
My favorite is Alice in Wonderland when they run around.
Yes, that's not bad. This is a bad movie about cards. A boring movie about cards.
Mm-hmm.
A movie you don't really like anybody. Everybody's kind of dull.
Hmm.
Or am I wrong? Like, do you like Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah, you're completely wrong on this one. I really like this movie. I thought it was good. I thought the cast was strong. Kevin Spacey was really good. Lawrence Fishburne was great. The kid who was the main character was
Jim
really
Sturgis,
good.
Who I love. Jim I think Sturgis, he's an excellent and actor.
And a little bit of age... miscasting the
Kate Bosworth.
Kate Bosworth.
Well, yeah, well, I thought she was miscast. But she's the name, I guess.
And it's about MIT students counting cards and breaking Vegas, which did happen. It's semi-based on a true story.
Yeah, and I believe it. I just found the movie so slow.
I liked it. I thought it was really entertaining.
Intern?
Strong cast.
I'm going to have to agree with Kevin on that one. I give it a thumbs up.
Speak into the mic.
Speak into the mic.
It was.
Put it right up to your beard. Let's hear some hair.
Are you talking? Hello?
I just got lost. I enjoyed it.
No, hold on.
I found there was a surprise ending. It started slow, but it got better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the surprise.
I like the surprise ending.
You guys all like the surprise ending?
Sure.
I couldn't care last by the time we got to
you. I kind of figured that's what had happened.
I just didn't care.
I really
did not care by the time we got. What about the love scene? Like, was that needed?
Sure, why not?
The movie was 2 hours.
Yeah, so I've watched worse movies.
That's true. I don't know, I hated this. I have nothing positive to say about it.
Okay.
Just bored the crap out of me. Other than, I will admit, Jim Sturgis did give an excellent performance again.
Yeah.
I think he's really going to become something eventually.
Yeah, I mean, it's just too bad. The other big movie he had was that Beatles musical.
But that was his first movie I've ever heard of him.
Yeah.
So let's give him some time. He's got another movie coming out this year, and I can't remember the name of it, which I'm looking forward to.
All right, one more before we go into the video vault, and that is Wally.
Wally.
Bob, I know you want to talk about Bob.
We know you're dying.
No?
You know what? I love Pixar movies. I always look forward to them.
Yes.
This one I was kind of like, when I read about it, going, okay. You know what? I got to admit, this wasn't bad. I didn't love it, but there are parts of it I thought were hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
Fat people riding around in their own little portable thing. I thought this movie was really...
You related.
No, I didn't relate to it. I don't have a... a thing. I think you relate to it more, Kev. Works in his own cubicle.
We all, in our own way, related to the characters in the human characters.
I thought this movie, for the first half an hour, was too slow.
Yeah.
When he's on Earth collecting crap, and Eve shows up. And when Eve shows up, it picks up a bit.
Yeah.
And then I thought when they got to the Earth state spaceship, this movie was hysterical. When Wally's causing problems and introducing, "Hi, I'm Wally, and I'm Bruce. Oh, nice to meet you." I thought that was great. I thought the whole interaction on the ship was fantastic. And stuff like that, I thought was just great. I enjoyed immensely that point.
I liked the film from start to finish. It did have a few moments where it dragged, but I thought it was pretty good.
Now, you know the issue with the Wilhelm scream, right? That's in all the movies. It's in Star Wars. It's in...
The what?
The Wilhelm scream.
No. What is that?
It's a screen they have. It's been around for hundreds of years in movies. You'll see. Look it up on YouTube. It'll show you clips.
It's a scream?
It's a scream. It's in Indiana Jones, and it's in Star Wars, and it's in the Clone Wars, too.
Okay.
And in this movie, people can't say either it's there or it's not there. I guess since you don't know what I'm talking about. There's a part when Wally takes off on the rocket, and he screams.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that's the Wilhelm scream in this movie.
Well,
the same
I don't even
guy,
know what the Wilhelm scream is.
Well, the same guy that worked on Indy and Star Wars has put this scream sound bite in every single one of those movies he's worked on.
Okay.
So I'm sure it's in this one, and that's where it is.
Wow.
But I liked how the computers were trying to...
That's a minutia worthy of Bob.
Uh-oh.
That is you. You need notes now.
No, I don't think I need notes.
I'm surprised you didn't hit the notebook on it.
No, I just wanted to bring it up, but you guys didn't know what I was discussing. So,
you know what? I love Bob's facts. I know we knock them all the time.
But we like Bob's facts. They are original and interesting.
I think he's feeling a little down.
I know. Hairspray didn't go over well. But he did bring chicken.
You know, brought the chicken and the hairspray.
So, Bob, did you actually watch this movie? Or?
I watched it, and I really loved it. But then again, I love all Pixar movies. They're really
Bobby!
Pixar
Bobby!
Movies. And I like that part where they start going with each other's names, because Eve comes up, and he says, she wonders what his name is. He goes, Wally, and she goes, Wally. And she said, her name was a set of tones, I heard. So, like, Pixar is always good.
I know. I still think my favorite scene was, wow, we have a pool here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You must get out of the pool when they break the thing or something.
Yeah.
I just thought it was great. I liked how they looked at their screens all day, too, that they never seemed to do anything but pay attention to the screens.
Uh-huh.
And that's what the babies did all day, too, when they had the little class with the babies.
Yeah.
They did exactly the same thing. I just thought it was cute.
Yeah.
So I guess Pixar's just the best.
Still.
I don't even know what's next for them. Maybe Toy Story 3, finally.
Yeah. All right, it's time for our favorite part of the show.
There's not much in the vault, though, this
Open
one.
Open the vault, Bob.
Don't get nervous, smarter than the fabric fair.
It's in the vault this week, not much.
It's looking pretty empty in here in the vault. There's a little bit of an echo, and there's a lot of dead rots in the corner. Hey, look, there's Bob's socks.
And an empty pizza box.
Yeah, that's the empty pizza box from the last show.
Yeah, I think it's still there.
Yeah, one recent film, fairly recent, which was the Donnie Darko director's cut.
Oh, so this was director's cut we watched?
Yeah, a little bit longer than the first cut.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
And what did you
thought
think of
this was one of the most bizarre movies I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know if I liked it or hate it still to this day.
Mm-hmm.
It was just bizarre. Frank the Buddy better not be coming to my house anytime soon, is all I have to say. That thing scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
I kept going, okay. And watching Jake Gyllenhaal just wander around, just going, okay, where is it going? I felt like Jake Gyllenhaal watching this.
Yeah.
Because he didn't seem to really understand it. Then they kept having that book that the nun wrote that went insane.
Yeah.
Which I liked. I really enjoyed the book parts because it helped me understand what was going on.
Right.
But
explain the connectivity of time.
It was just a strange, strange movie, I thought.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was a weird movie, but I liked it. It's kind of weird. But
It was, I think, a little too strange for me. I don't think I got it. I did know, I understood what happened. Mm-hmm. Just very, I'm going to a different place.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But I kind of thought it was weird because the Maggie Gyllenhaal character was kind of highlighted at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then disappears. Mm-hmm. Literally just disappears in this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, she shows up a bit at the end and then that's it, gone.
What do you think of Patrick Swayze?
Where was Patrick Swayze? Oh, he was the...
He plays the motivation.
That was the best part of the movie. When Jake Gyllenhaal calls him on all his crap.
Yeah.
I did like that. I thought that was quite funny.
Yeah.
And I thought Drew Barrymore actually acted.
Yeah.
I didn't think she could do that anymore.
Yeah.
I quite enjoyed that. I thought this had a lot of decent roles. Jenna Malone wasn't bad. I think it was the first movie.
It was an early film for her, yeah.
And I thought she did a decent job. I thought it was well acted. Mm-hmm. It was just a little bizarre concept. Maybe that's why I liked it.
Actually, I'm agreeing with Simon. Bizarre. I found it very disturbing, but it holds your attention. Like, a very dark movie. So Donnie Darko, I should have seen by the title. It describes the movie.
Did you find Frank the Bunny disturbing?
Actually, I did, but you know what? It reminded me of a very twisted version of Harvey with Jimmy Stewart.
Maybe that's where this comes from. Do you know anything about that, Kev?
Well, I watched the movie, so I know what the bunny's supposed to be. It's a guy. It's from Halloween, and a guy in a bunny costume, and he gets shot.
I know. I saw that.
Yeah. So it's echoing back through time.
The bunny is?
Yes.
Okay, I missed that part.
Yeah.
I think I missed that part, too.
Yeah.
How was I supposed to figure that out?
Well, you have to watch the movie more than once. It's an odd movie, but... Basically, there's something, an event happens in the future which echoes backwards in time.
I got that, and Frank was coming to tell him.
It has repercussions, you know, with the engine dropping.
Yes, I understood all that.
He should have died.
Right, and he didn't.
Right.
So that's why he gets possessed and taken away at the end?
Well, he dies. He gets killed by the engine landing in his bedroom. He was supposed to die.
Right.
And he didn't. And all these events happen because he didn't die.
Okay.
Because he didn't die, he's able to connect with the force of time and see threads and that, you know, like when he watches his father in the thing from, looks like the water creature from the abyss.
Yeah, right? I told you, I thought this was very strange.
He could start to see things and understand what his environment more and more, but it's all because he was supposed to have died when that engine hit the
Okay,
roof.
Well, that explains a lot to me now. Maybe I should talk to you
before.
Because
the engine was from the plane from the future.
That's what I thought.
Right? Because his mother and his sister were on the plane.
That's right.
That loses the engine.
That's right.
That goes back in time, and they couldn't figure out where it came from.
Right. Okay. I don't know.
It's just a bizarre film.
I thought it was very bizarre.
And it works. Now, unfortunately, the director of this film went on to make that other movie we watched.
Southwind Tales.
Yes, which was just utter crap.
Similar concept, so, though, Fluke, in Southwind Tales. All time-oriented.
Fluke.
Yeah, he had one good movie. Reminds me of somebody else, but we'll get to that another day.
How about The Owen?
I mean,
The Omen.
Oh, The Omen.
Can we go back to Donnie Darko for a second?
Sure, go ahead.
One of Simon's favorites, Seth Rogen, was in the movie.
Really?
In a non-comedic role.
Yeah, he is. He plays one of the bullies. Yeah. And he's in the back of the class.
Yep. And Noah Wiley from ER. And amazingly
Who's
enough,
Noah
Jake
Wiley?
And you're playing, amazingly enough, brother and sister.
Who's Noah Wiley?
He's Dr.
Teacher.
Charter from ER.
No, where is he in the movie?
He's a teacher
along with Drew.
I didn't even
Drew
see
Barrymore.
Him. I guess I just missed him.
Yeah, he was there.
Well, I remember
recognizing. Did you actually watch the movie?
I did, because I recognized Seth Rogen, but this must be early Seth Rogen.
I don't remember Seth Rogen in there. But
oh, he's played one of those boys.
I do remember Noah. He's had an important character. He's one of the teachers.
I didn't even recognize. What's up with the large girl that plays an angel or something at the talent show? That was just a bit weird.
It was all weird.
It was too bizarre. Mm-hmm. The Omen. See,
The Omen, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a big horror guy.
Yeah.
This movie scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
I can't watch any more of these movies.
So The Omen is about the Antichrist.
It is.
It's Richard Donner's first movie.
This is Richard Donner?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Excellent movie. I thought it was good, but it scared the crap out of me. If I watched this in theaters, I would have been running for the exits. I had to watch this in stages. I couldn't handle this. It was too creepy for me.
I've seen it many times over the years. I like it.
It's an excellent movie.
It's a little
movie.
Bit more interesting than a lot of the other horror films. I don't like Friday the 13th and all that stuff.
Well, they're pretty formalistic. And this wasn't. This was definitely new.
Yeah.
Very dark.
This is sort of like in the same vein as The Exorcist.
Which I've never seen either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought this was just heavy-duty scary for me. I'm not a big horror fan, though. I will admit that I can't really handle them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just me.
Have you found your notes?
No.
But it's got Gregory Peck in it.
Who's an excellent actor in everything we see him in.
Yeah.
And Lee Remick?
Lee Remick, yeah.
A really older Lee Remick, because I just watched her in the year of Wine and Roses I just finished. And she's a very young Lee Remick. Yeah, so I'm just saying it was weird. I thought this movie was just intense all the time. It just never seemed to let up.
Now, you've never seen the sequels, I assume, right?
No, that's the first one I've ever seen.
Because the second one, Damien is a teenager, and he discovers what he is.
Oh, okay. I thought he knew what he... Because I kind of thought he knew what he was here.
No. It's in The Omen 2, he's older, and he doesn't quite know what he is. And
okay.
He actually does... Someone points out to him... That he has the symbol.
But I thought when the woman, they hire that woman, remember?
Right.
And
the
she,
Satanist, yeah.
The Satanist goes to him and tells
how much
him.
She loves him and jumps
yeah.
out the window and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then she tells him who she is. I thought he realized who he was at that point.
No,
he
was still a child. Maybe he forgot or maybe he was drummed out of him.
Okay, I can accept that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the intern's never going to get to this movie, so we're just going to skip him on this
one. Did you see it? You watched it, right?
I did watch it. As far as I can remember, I didn't really get it. It didn't scare me, but it didn't...
Well, Satan had a baby. Satan has a baby.
Yeah, I got that part, but I just...
Really? Wow.
I figured that part out. It wasn't as scary as I thought. Like,
it's
because it was from, like... I guess, what, the 70s, this movie?
Yeah, mid to
so
late
it,
70s.
It sort of didn't hold my interest as much as I thought. Like, it was okay. There was some, oh, great, and I can't find it, but there was someone, his friend, when they go digging, grave digging.
Actually, I like that whole grave digging scene when they're looking for facts with Gregory Peck. I thought that was a nice twist to a horror movie. Like, an actual effort was made to have a plot.
Yeah.
And I thought that was something different. Because usually these horror movies, they go, place A, oh, Jason's been here. Place B, hope we don't find him. Place C, they hunt him down. And place D, they kill him.
Right.
And I thought that was really good. Gregory Peck's research into this, trying to discover what he was doing.
Right.
Going back, I thought that was all really cool. And the one priest that tried to warn him has that storm happens, knocks him off. I just thought this was excellently done. You know, it did scare the hell out of me.
Cool.
Excellent movie.
I liked it.
Intern?
It was okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I liked it, but...
Could have been better.
It could have been better.
Wow.
Urban wasn't scared like you were.
Well, different people, different things, right?
Yeah. I was scared more by Hairspray. That's why I couldn't watch
it. I just thought it was weird all three of us were in the same place again at the same time.
Shocking. We've gone through the list.
We have.
Comic books.
Yeah.
It's this point of the show where we talk about comics and graphic novels.
I have something to say before we even get to what we're supposed to be discussing. Uh-huh. Have you read Ultimate FF, Kevin?
Ultimate FF. Yeah, I've read some issues.
I think they're fabulous.
Fabulous in which issues? How far into the
series? I've read the first 24 issues in graphic novel format.
So you're reading the Mark Millar stuff right now.
Mark Millar, just...
The zombies?
Yeah, I read that was an excellent storyline. I thought that was he is impressing more, because I used to read him in Superman Adventures when he first started. I was probably the only person I know picking up that book.
Right.
But I was impressed with that zombie storyline, and Mike Carey really impressed me with his storyline.
Uh-huh.
And I cannot believe that I don't hear more good things about this book, unless it really stinks now.
It stinks now.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I mean, obviously, I'm reading a while ago. I read...
You know what? It's like going skiing, right? You climb the mountain. First you get the little rush. Now it's not good.
Sorry. I was coughing. So it's gone downhill now. So you don't read it anymore?
No, I don't read it anymore.
Okay. So am I supposed to like these then? I guess is what I'm asking. Like, you buy singles more than I do. I really just exist in my own world.
Reading is a subjective thing. I can't tell you that if you're supposed to or not supposed to like it. Well, if you like it, then good.
Well, I'm asking the people you talk to. Do they like this book too, or is it just me that likes this book?
Not a hive. Some people like it, other people don't.
Okay, well, you're on the chat sites and the forums. You would know more about it.
Doesn't even come up for discussion much.
So
anymore.
Nobody cares.
Right.
Do you still read Ultimate Spider-Man?
Yes.
Are you bored to tears?
No.
I'm really bored the last 12 issues.
Okay.
Like, I've gone from loving this book, like, top of the pile, to dropping down to RIP status, Batman.
Like, no, it's not that bad.
I couldn't care less when I read this now.
Different tone.
Like,
Eminem brings different things to the story.
It's not the art that I have the issue with. I find the story is just not moving.
Bendis is preoccupied with Secret Invasion and other things.
Okay, I'm just asking opinions because we don't discuss these, obviously, ahead of time. Okay, on to the show.
Okay, well, this past weekend was Fan Expo weekend.
It was. An actual good Toronto show.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to that immature show they had before.
Talk about
that. Okay, we won't.
I work for Fan Expo, so I can't really give you an objective comment because I basically ran around for 3 days. I have blisters on my feet. My calves hurt. I'm tired, which is why I'm kind of cranky.
And you can't find your Apple plugin.
Oh, that was, yeah. Emails about missing the cord.
Yes.
For Adam Hughes' color presentation. And that's unfortunate. I mean, I wish I'd known that we could have taken, precaution to have the right equipment. I did not know. So.
Well, I will take an objective. So I paid my ticket price.
Okay.
I was a little upset I couldn't get the 2 o'clock. I didn't. The only big issue I had is when I go to a show and it's on a Friday and it opens at 2, I wanted to open at 2. With a regular ticket. I don't want to have to spend an extra $20 to get some stupid book that I don't care about because I want to get in and do my 7 hours at the con if that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't like being subjected to a 5-hour con if I don't want to go all 3 days because, my time is very limited. Mm-hmm. But I'd go, okay, I'm going to go Friday. I'm already downtown. I'll make the effort. So that annoyed me.
Right.
It's all right. I got in. That was fine. I finally made it in. I was a little annoyed. I had to wait. But that's the way life goes. So I get in. I was really impressed by the layout this year. I thought it was much better run than last time I was at one of these, which was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I thought the comics creators were very well spaced out. I usually go to a con, you have J. Scott Campbell beside Todd McFarlane. It was just like, what moron thought that was a good idea? Mm-hmm. I thought there was like a big guy, a couple little smaller, lesser guys, a big guy, and I thought that was really well done. Because then everybody could have access to people.
Yeah, we put some thought into
that. Which was great. Whoever did that, if it was you, thank you.
Yeah, it was. I'm not going to take full credit, but I was there involved in
the decision
making.
I thought the aisles were nice and big, which I'm a big person. I don't know if some people may say I'm fat, but I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle.
Right.
But I could move.
Yeah.
Like, it was a little busy, but I could get up and down the rows, which I appreciated. Mm-hmm. I thought I could move from that area. I could move over to a gaming section if I wanted, but I knew I was in a gaming section.
Right.
And the anime was in the anime section, so I could avoid that at all costs because I walked through it once and just fluffy, puffy, juffy, whatever that crap, I can't handle it. It's just not my thing. And I thought the autograph area was nice. It was big. There was lots of room to move in. Mm-hmm. So overall, I was really happy.
Did you venture into the MLG section, the Major League Gaming section?
I saw it, and I walked by it, but it wasn't my thing. I thought it was kind of cool. You guys had a Zeller store there, I think it was.
Yeah, they were selling cheap video games and things like that.
Well, I didn't go in, but I thought that was kind of neat. That's something different I'd never seen at the con before. Mm-hmm. It didn't offend me anyway. My only issue was that there wasn't enough for me to buy. But that's just me personally. There wasn't anything for me to buy because I only spent $18 on comics. But my main principle was there to get a sketch from Tim Sale, which I have achieved at the last person at the con. But that's more an issue I have with Tim Sale than anyone else. So overall, I actually will admit I had a positive experience.
Cool.
Other than I wish I could spend more money on dealers, but That's just what my life has come to now.
Now, you say you wish you could have spent some more money on with the dealers. Is it just you couldn't find the books, or?
Yeah, I'm at the point now either I can't afford the books I need, mm-hmm. like they're just out of my price range, or I can't find them. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding it's not, I mean, in Chicago, I had the same issue in. Mm-hmm. I expect when I go to Detroit next year, I'm going to have the same problem.
Right.
Because I'm getting to the point, I have about 80,000 comics.
Yeah.
That my microcosm, I need probably about 5,000 to finish my run to where I'm happy with. Mm-hmm. They're just top 5,000 books are uncommon. Mm-hmm. Like, I had people laugh at me for collecting Richie Rich, but there were no Richie Rich in that room at under $3.
Yeah.
And I'm not paying $3 for Richie Rich gold and silver.
Okay.
It ain't going to happen today or ever. I was really excited about finding some Blue Beetles from the 80s. Mm-hmm. I found some Blue Devils. Well, I mean, I'm working on picking up some odd DC titles just so I have stuff to read.
Yeah.
And I found my G.I. Joe 55, which made my day.
Cool.
So, yeah, I picked up a Bat 382 with a nice, I think it's Marshall Rogers cover, mm-hmm. which I quite enjoy. It's just, I think my problem with Toronto dealers lately, or maybe it's in the whole eBay thing, mm-hmm. that they're not getting new stuff like they used to.
No, I can see that.
Like they're, I think eBay, or people are just going to eBay
now.
Not a
lot of new blood as far as stores go.
And the collections aren't popping up, or maybe they're staying in the States, or they're all going to eBay. Mm-hmm. But even eBay, I find, is getting stale for me, too. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'm just at that point that I'm stuck for a little while. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do collect Golden Age Batmans. Mm-hmm. There were very few in that room. Right. They had one guy from Montreal. I think it was from Montreal or Quebec. Every book he had about 48. Which I picked up in Chicago in, I'd say about VG minus condition, maybe a G plus, whatever, GVG for $100 US. Hmm. He had a fair copy with big chunk out of the middle, like on the side of the book for $100. Nah. All his books were double price for the four bats he had. Mm-hmm. Like he had a bat, I was looking at a bat 26 for $1,000. I'm like, he's on crack, it's like a $400 book. So, again, I guess I was just disappointed. One of those dealers that thinks he has a rare gem.
Right.
But I'm sure he took them back home again. And that's my argument. Price your books correctly if you actually want to sell them.
Right. And Bob?
I was just going to ask Simon if going back, I think he said that, a positive experience at the con?
I did.
Okay. I went on the Saturday, and I had a positive experience, too. Like you said, there was... Like, the aisles were well-spaced.
Somebody touched his ass. Sorry about that. That's a positive experience.
That wouldn't be a positive experience, anyway.
If she was good-looking.
Yeah. Kate Mulgrew came over, you would have been all into it.
Ah, touched the ass.
I was
more
thinking of Laura Vandervoort, but hey, you know.
Out of your league, baby. Out of your league. You're more of a Kate Mulgrew guy.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, the aisles were well, as I was saying, the aisles.
Buck,
the
fire
aisle,
up the engines.
Anyway, the aisles were well spaced. And the autograph section was good. Like, after I got the autographs, I walked through the whole section. Like comics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Did you go to the gaming section?
No. Well, I did. I looked at it, and I passed it by, went back to the comics, walked through every single aisle.
Did you go through the anime aisle?
Probably.
Did you understand anything they were selling?
Not a chance.
Okay, so it wasn't just me that was completely lost with Juicy Fruit and Puffy Wuff and Wuffy Duff.
Bob, what was your costume?
What was my costume?
A lot of people there in costume.
I wasn't in costume, although I did.
I thought it was you in the Sailor Moon costume on Friday.
Hairy woman.
That's something we must make a comment here. What's up with the guy dressed as a Submariner?
That guy was popular, man. They invited him to all sorts of panels.
Are you serious?
Yeah, a little ankle wings and everything.
I heard he got invited up to the DC panel.
Yeah, he went into the DC panel and they brought him up on stage.
Hey, that guy's got balls walking around in his green Speedo.
You know what? Unfortunately, I think everybody saw them, too.
Now, that's my thing. He had a nice costume.
That's your thing? You were going to wear that?
Yes, he took my idea.
Damn.
I was going to go as Metamorpho. Now, my question is with these cons. If you're going to dress up as a character, Make sure the costume fits you. Have somebody besides your mother and father tell you you look good in it.
Yeah.
I do not want to ever see a 400-pound Sailor Moon again.
Sailor Moo Moo.
It was like, she's walking around, I'm like, I'm blind. And if you're going to have a costume, I guess my other question is, ooh, look, it's another Stormtrooper. Oh, it's another Chewbacca. Oh, look, it's a Jedi.
I got to tell you, some people put too much thought into their costumes. I wasn't aware that in the Halo universe and in the Star Wars universe, that troopers had exposed midriffs.
Really?
The whole point of armor, battle armor, was to protect your body from laser fire.
Is this in the Halo universe?
There was a Halo girl with her bare midriff, and there's a female stormtrooper who has a bare midriff.
Were stormtroopers ever female?
No.
No.
But, you know, when you're out there fighting the forces of good, or aliens, or whatever the case is, you know, you want to look stylish, right? So, you know, you want to bare your belly button so you can get... Gotcha.
I have a question for you. Could you guys name any of those Japanese characters you saw?
Not the Japanese characters, but did you happen to catch the Watchmen Rorschach?
There were a couple of Rorschachs, yeah.
Right, thank you. I wasn't sure how to pronounce that one, but that's the first time I've ever seen one.
Did you see the Bad Joker?
Yeah, I saw
it. Somebody came, it was like...
And a Harley Quinn.
That's the one.
With the mallet.
That's
right.
I
actually got a picture.
Of Harley? He was horrible.
I like taking
And
pictures.
I'm watching these people take photos
Same
of these
Same thing with
random
Mystique.
People.
There was a Mystique there.
I didn't see a Mystique.
Right. No. She was okay, but she wasn't nude. She was one of the old version of Mystique before the X-Men came out.
I don't know. How was the masquerade, Kev? You were around for it?
I don't go to the masquerade.
Come on. We know you're the leader.
I was at Industry Night.
What happens at Industry Night? What do we miss?
You eat bad pasta and... have drink tickets. That's about
Is
it.
Is it expensive pasta like they serve at the lunch counter?
No, it's like... anyway, I mean, it's Joe Badalis. The food's not bad, but it's like...
Oh, the food is awful at Joe Badalis.
Yeah. So, you know, it was what it was.
I ate there just before I saw Dirty Dancing the musical.
Yeah.
And the food was... it was okay.
And you were busting on Bob for watching Hairspray.
I went with my wife. It's her birthday.
And Simon had the time of his life,
and he'll never let the time back do like again.
This I swear,
that cute
it's
women
the truth.
The women were cute. That's really scary, guys. Just so you know, I'm not editing this out.
No,
you guys are stuck now. The one listener, yeah, my mom.
Hey, baby.
Okay, that's it. You guys are driving me nuts. Do you have anything else to say, Cap, with the show?
You know what? It was a blur to me. It was like, you know, whatever. It is another year and it's done, and I can rest, but I'm exhausted and I'm sore. So,
yeah, Bob?
I didn't buy much either.
Well, you don't normally buy much at cons. Well,
I don't have
Canadian
much time.
Cons.
I just try to get some artwork, so I picked up some pieces, so a couple of pages.
Cool. I'll see them soon.
Yep.
Bob?
I was actually limited to what I could spend because I forgot to bring my card. So
loser.
Yeah, but I did get some pictures, although I found out later that the pictures were $1.
I don't get
somewhere.
It.
Somewhere, like photos.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I get what you're
I
saying.
I paid $5.
Oh, well, I guess that's it for another exciting episode. If they make it, we'll review it.
Simon forces us to watch it.
Yep. Till next time. Goodbye, all. I'm Simon.
Goodbye.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch. I don't know why I got so attached.